Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another hopefully exciting episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse Harley, and with me as always is Reese. Reese, how are you?
I'm really good, except I've injured myself pretty badly.
Oh no, what'd you do?
I'm a cool dad, as you know.
You tell me every day.
And I'm still cool.
You just send me random texts first thing in the morning. Just, Jesse, by the way, just in case you haven't known, I'm a cool dad. I get
cool dad. Yeah, this, I went to the skate park with my kids, and I haven't skated for a long time. And when I say skating, I was on inline skates.
Right.
And
you didn't wear any protection, did you?
I didn't wear any protection. I had a helmet, but I fell. And I scraped my leg and I cut my elbow, and I've messed my wrist up, which is great. I think it's just a sprain. So I downloaded an X-ray app on my phone, which didn't work. It was just for fun. I think it's just a sprain. I'm okay. So I'm moving the mouse with I'm holding my arm rigid, and I'm just moving the mouse with my upper arm rather than using my wrist. So I'm okay. I'll soldier through.
So the man in charge of putting together this illustrious podcast forgot to wear protection when he went skating for the first time in many, many years. And then when he finally hurt himself, downloaded an X-ray app instead of going to the doctors.
Is this a novelty? It doesn't actually work. It's just like a kid's toy.
No, I know.
It was free as well.
I'm fully aware.
I didn't go for the paid version.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're breathing and conscious. So that's, at least we've got that going for you. That's great.
Luckily, I don't need my wrist to talk, so we'll be fine.
You're not a hands talker. You're not a...
I'm not a hands talker, no.
Right, yeah. So, what are you going to teach us today, Reese?
Have you heard of the Pig War of 1859?
Who hasn't? The Pig War of 1859. My God, I talk about it every day.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
I can't work out what I like more, the pigs.
Or the war.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What do you imagine in your head when you say Pig War?
Well, of 1859?
Yeah.
So I'm picturing a large battlefield.
Yeah.
And on one side, on either side, there's the large gap in between this, you know, on either side of this battlefield, there's this army of pigs, and they're just staring at each other from across the battlefield. And then one pig takes a trumpet and just does this giant battle cry, a battle squeal. And then both pig armies charge, if pigs can charge, towards one another. And then there's a giant, yeah. And then, you know, there's fire and then at the end, there's just a wonderful smell of bacon like an hour later.
Exactly. So one of the pigs has got a flamethrower and everyone's going, oh, wow, smells good.
That's it. Thanks for listening to our episode on the Pig War of 1859. Glad
that's
to listen.
That's exactly what happened.
Right? I guessed accurately as fuck.
Oh, no. Hang on. There's three pages of notes about an actual historical event called the Pig War of 1859 that isn't that. So we should probably talk about it.
Is it actually called the Pig War of 1859? Is that what it's called? The whole thing? Because it's as if they had to tack on 1859 so that you wouldn't get it confused with all the other pig wars.
Yeah, we all remember the Pig War of 1982. You know, you don't. that really besmudged Ronald Reagan's record. But, you know, although there was the Bay of Pigs, but that was different. That was
totally
Cold
different.
War. Yeah. There was no war between the pigs. There was just a bay. So
filled
anyway,
with pigs, yeah.
Exactly. So the Pig War was a confrontation between
of 1859, Reese.
In 1859, between the United States and the United Kingdom, which was when the UK was still in charge of Canada, when it was still just a bunch of colonies, so pre-Confederation.
Right.
And it was a border war over the San Juan Islands between Vancouver Island and the state of Washington. So basically there was... They'd kind of agreed rough borders, but there were still loads of gaps over who owned what, because no one really had many accurate maps. They were still drawing maps at that time, and the closest map they had was like nearly 100 years old. So people just started to occupy these areas from Europe and the United States without really knowing which country they were in. But also the issue was the San Juan Island had a lot of wasn't really well regarded in terms of resources or size or anything, but it was a really important strategic military point. So it gave if there was ever a war between the UK and the United States in that area, it would have given them a huge advantage over the kind of Pacific battle.
I'm looking at it right now on Google Maps.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of tiny little islands all throughout that, around where the border is.
In 1857, the British and American commissioners there met on a ship called HMS Satellite.
I'm wondering if Point Roberts has anything to do with this particular war of like where the border should go. Because it has really probably nothing to do with the Pig War of 1859. But if you look up Point Roberts, it's American, but it's just an offshoot of a Canadian, like sort of, I guess you could call it a peninsula. It's really weird. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of America that juts off from Canada. It's so, yeah, if you want to go to this,
I think it's messy. It is messy there.
And it's very messy. Yeah.
And when those commissioners met on HMS Satellite in 1857, they spoke for months. I think they started talking in June and they discussed the issue until December. And they couldn't work out, they never really sorted it out. And there was this ambiguity over everything because they kind of roughly agreed that you're there, we're here, but they wouldn't write it down in detail that in a way they agreed on it. So this was fine because not a lot was going on there. There was no real issue. But then something really dramatic happened that would kind of propel things into crazy territory, brown trousers territory.
I'm really hoping this has to do with literal pigs. I'm really hoping.
So Lyman Coulter was an American farmer, and he was growing potatoes on his farm on San Juan Island. And one morning he found a large black pig rooting in his garden. And this wasn't the first time it happened. The pig had been terrorizing his potatoes on several occasions.
His potatoes.
I know.
I don't know if potatoes can be terrorized, but
well, if they can, they were.
Right. So, all right. Fair enough.
I'm no scientist, but
no, I'm sure. Cool dad. We've talked about this.
Cool dad. But I'm not a scientist. Unless it's the science of being a cool dad, then. That I am a PhD, so I'm a leader in my field. So
pretty happening dad.
Exactly. Cutler basically was so upset he shot the pig and killed it.
For all the terrorizing the pig was doing, yeah.
Yeah, but the pig was owned by Irishman Charles Griffin, who was employed by the Hudson Bay Company to run the sheep ranch, and he was part of the British side of things. So there was obviously, you know, you shoot a pig, there are consequences, even in the 1800s.
I think that should be a t-shirt right there.
Shoot a pig.
There are consequences.
So,
oh my God.
So basically, Charles Griffin, the Irishman working for the Hudson Bay Company, had several pigs that he allowed to roam freely. And they'd lived in peace on the island. One was growing potatoes. The other had free range pigs. And then obviously this is the first time it happened. So Cutler offered $10, which is the equivalent to about $280, to compensate for the pig. But Griffin was unsatisfied and demanded $100, which is the equivalent to $2,800. So wow. maybe it was a fancy pig. Maybe Griffin was just trying to rinse him for, maybe it was psychological trauma that he was trying to factor in the price because he loved that pig, you know? And And Cutler believed he shouldn't have to pay for the pig because the pig was trespassing on his land. Because we all know that pigs recognize do not trespass signs.
Of course, so, the first thing you do when you raise pigs is teach them how to read signs.
Exactly. You know,
everyone knows that. Come on.
So Cutler said to Griffin, it was eating my potatoes. And Griffin replied, it's up to you to keep your potatoes out of my pig.
Another great t-shirt. Keep your potatoes out of my pig.
Keep your potatoes out of my pig. So, which I love. That's some good 1800s sass there. Just sorry.
Oh my God, I want to make a book. 1800s sass.
1800s sass. Just keep your potatoes out of my pig.
Oh my, that'd be amazing. Yeah, that
keep your potatoes out of my pig.
And other 1800s sass quotes. Yeah. Want to baffle and bewilder your neighbors and friends with 1800 sass? Pick up this book. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, good. We should find some more. We should do a whole thing on the 1800s Canadian sass.
I'd love it. Yes, please, let's. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to find like three quotes. That's going to be it.
So what happened then? The British authorities decided they were going to arrest Cutler. So Cutler then contacted the American government and called for military protection. So 66 soldiers of the 9th Infantry Regiment came to San Juan Islands in order to prevent the British from landing to arrest Cutler because he shot a pig.
Hold on a second. Who was going to arrest who? Sorry, I'm a little...
I'm still
on the keep your potatoes out of my pig. Or
so essentially, the American settler who shot the pig was going to be arrested by the British, and he contacted the American government, so they sent 66 soldiers to the island to protect him.
From his neighbor?
From the British military, from arresting him.
So his neighbor wanted money.
Because
he shot a pig. Yeah. He wouldn't pay it. So his neighbor contacted the military, the police.
The British military.
To come and arrest him. And he got his military, the United States military, to come and protect him.
Yeah. So okay. Now you I'm had... So you had an Irishman, an American, a dead pig, 66 American soldiers all on one island, and some half-eaten potatoes that may or may not have been in a pig. And then the... And then what happened was, to respond to that, the British sent three warships to respond to the soldiers.
What? Warships?
Warships. So then the situation continued to escalate, and by later on that year, in 1859, there were then 461 Americans with 14 cannons, and they were opposed by five British warships with 70 guns and carrying 2,140 men. So essentially you had a kind of a cold war.
Just pay
war.
The man the money. Oh my God. Just
there's a cold war over this pig.
Here's $100. Fuck.
Oh my God. So the governor of the colony of Vancouver ordered the British admiral to land Marines on the island and engage the American soldiers and basically start a war. And he refused, saying that two great nations in a war over a squabble about a pig was foolish, essentially. So he was like, I'm not going to go and shoot them because of this pig. So the local commanding officers both had been given the same orders, which was defend yourselves, but do not shoot. So essentially, this for several days, the British and the US soldiers exchanged insults and tried to goad each other into firing first because they were under strict orders not to fire first, only to fire back. And they were just sat there on the island then, just pointing guns at each other with like thousands of soldiers.
Oh my God.
So then,
I'm picturing again the field, but and 1,000 soldiers on one side, 1,000 soldiers on the other side, just pointing guns at each other. And in the middle of this quiet field, a little breeze goes by. The wind makes the grass flow. And in the center is one dead, rotting pig.
Exactly.
The belly full of potatoes, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great. So eventually, the word of the crisis reached Washington and London, and both capitals were shocked and determined to calm the potentially explosive international incident slash war. So US President James Buchanan and General, and this is a great, if you were ever going to name a British general in a movie, you would use this name. So this general was called General Winfield Scott.
That is a good name.
It's a great British general name. So they started negotiating, and they decided it was in the best interest to not shoot each other because of the pig.
So how long did that decision take? Did they have to sit down and discuss this for a while? Like,
also, the US was on the brink of a civil war, so the last thing they wanted was like a border war with the British kind of forces in Canada.
Right.
So they were eager to kind of make this work. So what basically happened was...
Did they have a pig roast?
No, they should have. No, but what they decided to do was to allow joint occupation of the island. So they forgot about the whole pig thing. They moved on from that. They said, just deal with it. You know, just buy a new pig. Just build a fence, grow up. Like, we're not going to start a war over this. So they set up the English camp on the north end of the island and an American camp on the south end of the island. And the idea was that they would just share, they would have military bases and they would share control of the island. And what happened then was they were just small military units stationed there. There was no real reason for there to be military there other than it was just a consequence of the people at the top saying, we need to share this island. And it became... a place where it became famous for having a great social life. So they would have athletic contests with each other. They would drink all the time together. And it was a really peaceful, fun place to be stationed. It was like, if you were going to be stationed anywhere by the military, to be on San Juan Island, where you get to party with people from Canada, was seen as a pretty good thing. And large amounts of alcohol were available on the island. So they all had a really good time.
So the American and Canadian military, or British military, would both be stationed on this island and just drink and party ever since the Pig War of 1859.
Yeah, so it's essentially just like a party island.
So it is owned by the states on one island.
It is now owned by the states, and there's actually a there's a commemorative like plaque or something for the Pig War there as well. You can go visit it.
A plaque for what? For all the people that died in this.
But do you know how they decided?
One life that ended in the Pig War of 1859, and that's the single pig. Just
exactly. The UK and the United States couldn't decide between themselves, so they got the German Emperor Wilhelm I to come in as an arbitrator to decide for them.
Wow! Like, how did he decide?
Is it? But can you imagine?
Did they have
that?
Did they have like a talent?
I don't know.
Show or know. Like, but there was just karaoke kind of, off or something. Like, who's the, who can know. Drink more beer? Like,
exactly. Who can shoot a pig from a further distance? That would have been ironic. So they, and in the end, he decided he favored the American claim to the island. So the Americans had it. And I just find it really, can you imagine say France and Germany couldn't decide on something between them. So they rang Donald Trump. I'm like, can you decide this for us?
I don't know if it's fair to compare him to Donald Trump, but yeah,
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Wilhelm I, the German emperor.
That's fair. Yeah, maybe he is comparable to Donald Trump. So this is an interesting episode that was like both Canadian and American in nature, because so it's like both. This could have been an American politics is boring, but let's face it, it's totally not boring. American politics is fucking fascinating.
But I just thought it was a little known almost war that never happened.
I want to go and check out the plaque now. If I'm going to go to the States, I'm going to go to San Juan Island and
go there. Where? Just fry some bacon, have a sandwich, and remember. Have a minute's silence with a mouthful of bacon. But like, you hear about, like, at this time, you know, like, history, lots of terrible things were happening to people. But for this to escalate so quickly over a dispute between two farmers is just crazy.
Did he have sway with the military or something? Like, how did both of them get the military to come, like, hey, there's a dead pig and a neighbor's saying that he owes him $100. Let's bring over 66 military over. Oh, that sounds like a good waste of our time. Let's go. Yeah.
if my neighbor ran over a cat and I was like, right, I live in Canada, but my neighbor is a Canadian, run over my cat. He won't give me $100 to buy a new cat or to pay the vet's bills. I'm going to call the British military to come to Canada.
And they think this is a great idea, and they send a horde of people to come help you with this. Right. Yeah, that's...
When are you going to pay him for his cat? We will not leave this quiet suburban neighborhood until...
And then it turned into a party island. I was not expecting that at all.
Like, I know.
Like, soon after, was it the same people who were like at a standstill war just moments before? Like, hey, Bobby, have a drink with me. Do you remember the time I was about to shoot you in your face? Fun times, right? Fun times. Let's get a drink. Like, is this the same people partying with one another? They were about to kill each other a week before.
I guess so. But then, like, I suppose you're on the island. They're over there. They're like, oh, maybe they want to play, you know, some sport against us or some cards. Or maybe they've got some cool booze that we can't get in America. You know, like, and vice versa. It's like, it's nice. I think it's good that they avoided a war. And then lasting friendships were formed on the same ground that the pig carcass was. it's a happy ending. Now we need to find more wars involving farm animals.
Please. Yes. I'm all about this.
Chicken war of 1912 and such.
thanks for sticking around and putting us in your ear holes. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. Reese, thanks so much for having me and teach me some fantastically wonderful crap about our history. And my name is Jesse Harley. This is Reese Waters.
Hi. Thank you very much.
You're supposed to say goodbye, not hi.
Oh, bye. Yeah. The other one.
Right, yeah. And until next time, keep your potatoes out of my pig.
I will. And keep your pig out of my potatoes. what a sign-off.